the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
This is Eric Larson, Extension Corn Specialist at Mississippi State. It's good to be here again today, and I'm here with my research associate, Mr. Nolan Stapleton, who works with the Corn Verification Program. Welcome to the show again, Nolan.
Glad to be here.
Nolan, we've been looking at a lot of corn around the state, and it never ceases to surprise me the age of corn and the differences that we're seeing in the state relative to planting date. But a lot of our older corn is getting pretty large now. It's really taken off into the growth stages and should be tasseling very soon, which is a very important time period.
Why is this tasseling stage so important for the corn?
Well, it's important because as the corn transitions from the vegetative growth stages to the reproductive stages, it is very dependent upon the current conditions as they relate to the photosynthetic capacity and the growth of the corn at that specific time period. So brief or relatively mild incidences of stress during this time period have a much more significant effect on corn productivity than what they do at other growth stages.
Could you give a few examples of what these stresses could be, these environmental stressors?
Well, it could be as simple as having 5 days of cloudy weather, for example. Light is the most important factor, everything else being taken care of, you might say, in determining photosynthetic rate. So if we have, you know, some weather changes, I guess, where we have storms and cloudy weather and so forth, that can cut the photosynthetic rate enough to limit the yield potential for our high-yielding irrigated corn crop.
Okay, and with our earlier planted corn, when can we expect to see that reach the tassel stage?
Well, there's a couple guidelines that we can give you relative to what we look at every week in our fields, particularly in terms of growth and development and growth stages. When corn is at V10 growth stage, or about 55 to 60 inches tall, it should be about 2 weeks away from tasseling. A lot of this corn was at that stage about 10 to 14 days ago. This week it's approaching about 7 feet tall. And corn that is at that 7 feet tall range is going to be tasseling in about a week or so. So that's where a lot of our corn is right now. A lot of the early planted March corn in the Mississippi Delta and other places in the state where corn was planted early should be reaching tasseling this first week of June or sometime around June the 5th anyway.
With tasseling right around the corner, what irrigation strategy would you like to see implemented?
Well, last week we talked about irrigation strategies during the vegetative stages, particularly in terms of using a conservative irrigation strategy in order to provide a better environment for root development to take place. So over 75% of your root development occurs during the late vegetative stages. And we just came out of a spring, and most springs, where we have extremely well recharged soils. You know, we basically had flooded conditions all year. So the soil saturation actually substantially restricted root growth up until the last few days. And hopefully you've employed a strategy that is conservative and delayed the timing of your first irrigation event in order to allow those roots an opportunity to grow deeper in the soil and become better developed prior to the sensitive growth stages.
Can you characterize a liberal watering strategy? How many days would that cycle be?
Okay. Well, we certainly want to swap to a more liberal strategy once the crop gets close to or at tasseling and following tasseling. Typically, based upon our soil moisture sensors that we've run for several years throughout Mississippi, normally a irrigation strategy when we're at peak water use will be somewhere in the neighborhood of probably 8 to 12 days between irrigation events. A lot of folks historically used to irrigate on a 7-day strategy, and certainly it's not the same as that. It's a little bit lengthier than that. But certainly a regular strategy of 8 to 12 days is fairly normal based upon soil moisture sensors that are evaluating soil moisture throughout the profile. And that's the important thing to keep in mind. We need to be evaluating soil moisture as well as crop growth stage in making all of our irrigation decisions.
One other question we're getting from our CVP cooperators is about nitrogen application timing.
The timing of the nitrogen application is dependent upon a couple different scenarios. If you're just trying to supplement your nitrogen program and give that crop enough nitrogen to finish out the crop through the remainder of the growing season, the timing of that application is not very critical. In other words, you have considerable flexibility there in making that timing. You can put out an application 2 weeks prior to tassel. You could put it out at tassel. You could even put it out slightly after tassel, within a week or so after tassel, because the crop is already in good shape. It has the nitrogen it needs, and it's not suffering. You're just trying to supplement the program. In the other scenario, if the crop is for some reason deficient in nitrogen prior to tassel, in other words, you completely missed a side dress application early in the year or had tremendous nitrogen loss, then it's extremely critical to correct that situation and have that crop as healthy as possible before it enters those reproductive stages. But that's going to be a very rare situation.
As well as timing, how will this hot, dry weather we're experiencing right now affect the nitrogen fertilizer?
Well, any nitrogen fertilizer, and especially urea, that is generally applied as a top dress granular fertilizer, requires either rainfall or overhead irrigation in order to most effectively incorporate it into the soil and make it available to the plants. So if the weather forecast is hot and dry, there's no reason to get in a big hurry to put out that fertilizer application, because it's not going to do anything except lay on the soil surface and wait for a rainfall or irrigation event in order to incorporate it.
How would a furrow irrigation event compare to a rainfall event?
It's not going to be as good, obviously, because it's not going to cover the entire soil area. It will cover the area in the bottom of the furrow, which may be up to two-thirds of the total soil area, but it's not going to incorporate that nitrogen fertilizer as well as what an overhead irrigation from a center pivot would do, and certainly not as good as a rainfall event. So it will help, and it's certainly better than the fertilizer laying there indefinitely or in a dry land field, but it's not ideal as well. So again, gives us more reason to watch the weather forecast and hopefully get a rainfall event sometime in the next couple of weeks in order to get that fertilizer incorporated and get the optimum efficiency out of that fertilizer that we possibly can during the growing season. So despite coming through a springtime when the crop was flooded nearly the whole spring, some areas of the state literally flooded, believe it or not, we've turned extremely dry now for the last couple of weeks, and really the corn crop is now ready for a rainfall or some irrigation in order to prepare it for this sensitive tasseling and reproductive time period coming up. So thank you, listeners, once again. Hope you subscribe to the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast, and we'll look forward to joining you in the future.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.